All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final portion here of week 24. Adam, what's up?
All right, we got what, like a half hour to get to either an intense cliffhanger or resolve some of this drama.
So. 35 minutes, yeah. And then we're on break for 2 weeks.
So. And then we're on break for 2 weeks. So.
Yeah.
So if we go a little bit over.
I mean,
this would be like. Well, actually, this is basically the end of season two.
It kind of is, yeah.
When did season two start? Like, what was the
season started? Episode 13, I think.
They're not prescriptive by episode, but this arc, this is the kind of Cabral arc, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So you went to get Rajani, right? To get her to tell you more information about what's happening.
Who?
I don't know. You guys. I think that was the last
thing that happened was we were in the hall and Wheat goes, "I'm all ears."
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I think he was talking to Prosper. And Pi.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, like the objective that Prosper is trying to give out here, who is it? It's the Madari Syndicate?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, the Madari Syndicate has been meeting with Higgs, Sicarian, and Piani. Prosper doesn't want them to get their hands on the Cabrales codes. Now that he knows what that's all about, like, he doesn't want that. But he absolutely doesn't want Wu to get killed because Wu saved his life. Wu and Prosper had like a thing over Nika Starlight, which, you know, kind of went to shit. But Prosper feels really like, I don't know, like Wu of all the people on the crew, except maybe Piani, is the closest one that he's closest to. So what he's suggesting is L'Enfant gives Prosper the codes. And the crew tells the Madari Syndicate that the codes aren't with any of them. The codes are with Prosper. They set up a meeting with Prosper and the Madari Syndicate somewhere away from the Swan Song, kind of a neutral ground. That buys Pi and Piani time to locate where Wu is. Prosper doesn't go to that meeting. He goes and tries to save the shit out of Wu.
Right, you have to find out where Wu is first.
Right. That's what I'm sort of relying on Piani to try to be able to do. So, okay. Yeah. That's the proposal that I've got. I'm like, this will buy us a little bit of time. It will give us the best possible chance of saving Wu. But like, I guess probably the end of it is I end and I say, L'Enfant, I leave myself in your capable hands. But if it were up to me, I would never give these dogs their codes to Cabral's mainframe. That would be damaging to you. It would be damaging to La Fantôme. I can't betray those interests.
Does Pi respond?
Pi just says, "I don't know what to do."
So I guess I just immediately turn to Rajani and say, "Where the fuck is Wu?"
Well, she's
in. She looks at you like, "Why would I know that?
Why wouldn't you?"
They don't tell me these things. You can't tell if she's lying to you or not.
Wait, do you just say that out of nowhere?
Me?
Yeah.
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 I'm just like, what? Where the fuck does it matter where Wu is? Do we have the codes?
It doesn't matter. I still need to know where Wu is.
He's in a factory. He's in a factory, right, Reggiani?
She shakes her head. I don't know.
They're going to bring him back there when we go. That's how these things work. We go back with the codes, and then we get Wu.
That's likely what the intent would be. You bring the codes to a meeting place. They bring your crew member. You do the exchange. I get to go home.
Yeah, we get Wu.
And
then
she looks at Piani like, let's do this.
Look, you'll get the codes, but I got to know where Wu is.
Okay, how do you want to convince her? To tell you, because she's lying, right? She knows more than she's saying.
Slap her.
You want to like intimidate her? Okay.
You just walk up to her and slap her.
Where's Wu?
Yes.
All right. Cool. So make a persuade check.
Like it.
Make a persuade check with your strength, I guess.
Oh, this will go.
What's strength or charisma, whichever you prefer.
What is your strength?
Either way, it's a zero.
Okay, plus. So yeah, make a persuade check.
So just skill roll zero. Six.
Okay, all right. Does anybody want to help?
If anything, when she goes up and just hits her,
us off guard.
I go and I'm just like, Piani, what the f- Reggiani, I don't know what's going on anymore. I've lost all control. I think she's worse than Pink Pie now. I think she's joined the cult.
So you slap her in the face, and she, like, her head snaps sideways, and she's like, looks at you. She's like, you don't know me well enough to get away with that. She, like, spits on the floor.
Maybe I don't, but you've been fucking us around for the last 2 days anyway. You can understand if I'm at wit's end with this bullshit. You want fucking codes to do who knows what with. I'm gonna get you, but you fucking treat my crewmates like shit. I'm gonna treat you like shit.
She looks at Higgs and she's like, see? Hostage. I told you. Puts her hands up.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
Not a fucking hostage.
I don't.
To me, you're just
Reggiani,
a fucking flashbag of information.
You're a flashbag of information. Apparently, I don't know what's. Fuck it. I just go and like start pouring a drink. You guys do whatever.
She. So she just shakes her head. She's like, I can't help you. I'm sorry. I don't know where your friend is.
I guess I kind of stomp out of the room.
Okay.
To go. Have that talk with Pi.
So that leaves Sicarian and Reggiani just standing in the room. And so she turns and she's still kind of like wiping blood off her lip where Piana hit her, and she turns and looks up at you, Sicarian, and she's like, so, got a new gun?
He goes off to like the sink, because I guess we're still at least outside of the cafeteria or whatever. Gets like a wet rag or something like that and walks back and says, yeah, it's a thunder gun. It literally breaks them apart.
She nods. She's like, I've seen them in action before. Very impressive.
Then I am jealous of you.
Okay.
He really wants to shoot that damn gun.
Yeah.
He gives her the wet rag, by the way. The idea
was
to
clean herself. Yeah, so she takes it, and she's like, thank you.
Am I still, I guess, I would still be in the room, right? I'm just over on the other
side. Yeah, you just, like, you're over pouring a drink.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't say anything.
Yeah, so she says, she shakes her head. She's like, for what it's worth, I'm sorry all this happened. It's messy. We don't normally do it like this, but they want those codes bad. I think it has something to do with, and she, like, spits in the sink. Mustafa and Kalaya have been at each other's throats for years. He puts the rag down. I think this is supposed to help fix that. I don't know. We would have let it go, but... I mean, you saw what happened in that room. Nobody jumping to defend me. Assholes.
Maybe at that point, like, she finishes her thing, and then a drink just kind of, like, slides off from the side.
She picks it up.
And I just, like, put the bottle on the table. I'm just like, this is stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever... codes I didn't even know we had. A computer thing going crazy. We got people worshiping the computer thing. You got a crewmate that's going...
Make a persuade roll, Higgs.
Okay.
Maybe with your charisma.
What is my... Oh, that's high.
Nine.
Okay. So she's like, she takes a drink, you slide her the drink, and she's like, yeah, it's shit, but you're being remarkably decent about it. It's a shame about that kid. I liked him.
Woo?
I've spent enough time on this ship. She, like, looks around. She's like, if you cross them, if this goes bad for you, there's no getting away. Kalaya, she doesn't have the resources, but Mustafa will hunt you down.
Did you know Wu had his first kill about 2 days ago?
She's like, oh, good for him. Didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah, he was in my room crying the other day. I kind of, like, look at Mr. Skarm. Well... I think he did blue fever the other night or something. It was kind of crazy. I don't know what was happening there.
It's like, yeah, I hear that shit's everywhere.
Yep. I've done it myself, I should say. I don't want to lie, but it was a long time ago. Don't get into that shit.
She's like, no, I wouldn't. We sell enough of it. I know how it works.
So that really wasn't you that sent the people over to kill Prosper the other night?
No. Not
they,
me.
They said it was from the syndicate.
Mustafa or Kalaya, maybe. Trying to get a one-up on the other. If one of them got the codes and the other didn't, it's a whole other situation.
Wait. So they're not allies in this?
Well, allies in as much as any syndicate clan chief can be. I mean, if one of them could get the codes without the other knowing, it'd be a different situation. The alliance wouldn't last very long.
Okay. Would that piss one of the other off if we brought that to light?
Yes, a great deal.
Okay.
It would.
All right.
I just like, I start drinking, maybe. You just see me scheming in my head.
Mm-hmm. The full Higgs preparing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where to go from here.
I go outside and I just sort of like in the hallway, I'm like, Pi, I don't think we're going to find out where Wu is. I think we got to give him the codes.
A lot of people are going to be in a lot of danger if we do that.
You have to quantify this danger for me. I don't know what that means.
The codes would give the syndicate access to intelligence information, identities of agents placed in the field. They'd be killed, certainly.
Well, you said that it'd give them temporary access. What's exactly that mean?
Cabral has a lot of very complex defense technology. I'd go into it, but we don't have the time.
Well, how much time would we have? How much time would they have in the system?
It depends. If they've pre-configured the commands, simply checking the codes would activate them. Fire orbital weapons, that kind of thing. I don't really want to speculate.
For how long?
It only needs to last a second. If they have real codes, damage will be done.
You mentioned fake codes before. Is that still a possibility?
I could make codes that would appear real, but as soon as they find out they're not, they're going to hurt Wu.
If we agree to have a meet with Wu, and we can maybe do an exchange, perhaps just having the ability to grab him there would let us do it without putting everything else at risk.
I have the codes. I'll give them to you if you ask me to.
I have to talk to the crew.
That's a good idea.
So I stick my head in again. I do the good old, like, don't want to talk in front of her.
I
mean, really? Like, okay. Just walk outside.
I do too. I get up and walk out.
Okay.
So, I mean, I basically break it down and say, look, like, we're at a fork in the road. We can give up the codes, save Wu, but as Pi paints it, it's not going to be good.
What do you mean?
The Syndicate has access to shit we don't want them to have access to.
Wait,
weapons and...
Why do we care about any of that?
I don't know.
Well, we don't. Pi chips in. I was wondering about that myself. Mr. Sicarian, you and I had a conversation once about the value of human life.
Yes.
Do you think Wu is worth the death of tens of thousands of people we've never met?
Yes, of course Wu's worth the death of tens of thousands of people. What the fuck?
I go, what? No, of course not. When you said weapons, I didn't imagine you meant globally scaled weapons. You mean to say these codes could give them access to weapons of mass destruction?
Planetary defense systems, yes.
And... Well, then this is the first I'm hearing of this, of course. Wu is, as far as I'm concerned, if he's in their clutches, he's unfortunately a casualty of this, but these codes, this is part of the problem. We had no idea these codes existed, what they were to, or what the magnitude of this were, and now all of a sudden the Syndicate is killing our friends and is threatening to kill, it is putting us in the middle of the destruction of an entire planet, potentially, of its people, or at least a large percentage of it. And I see them producing literally blue death to everyone here as well? How can we ever possibly consider dealing with these people?
I don't think the Syndicate are very good people. They have a lot of money.
No, Pi, they're evil people. Mr. Higgins, I know that this is not our war or anything like that, but it seems like we've been forced into it. We can't give up these codes. If that means that we are going to play a hand in the destruction of an entire... I mean, again, maybe not the entire destruction of them, but certainly a significant chunk. I will not be a part of that.
I do the eye squint thing, and then I maybe just like stick my head back in and look into the room and say, you guys want to blow up Cabral?
Who are you talking to?
Reggiani.
Reggiani.
Oh, she looks at you. She's like, what?
Do you guys want to blow up Cabral? Is that why you want these access codes?
No. No, the codes will give us... Can I... And she stands up like, can I come and be a part
no,
of this
Piani
conversation?
No, Piani doesn't want you in this conversation. Just tell me, are these for the blowing up of the planet?
All right. So she's like, no, why would we want dead customers? It gives us access, helps root out agents in our ranks, puts us in a place where we can make more money. And yes, planetary defense codes are nice to have when people start disobeying you, but no, we're not going to shoot... We remember what happened on Andoni. That was very unprofitable.
So they want, and I say this in like a pseudo-hushed tone, yeah, with the idea of it's not to her, I say, they would like to have the ultimate,
encouragement
to enslave a planet to blue fever. You don't know this about me, but that is the closest, well, I don't know how to explain this really eloquently. I want to kill her. I want to kill all of them inside that building, and I want to pull the force field off them and then rip out their eyes. They need to die.
I turn on my comms. I say, Piani, I'm in position. How are we doing on the fake codes? Are you able to tell them that I'm waiting for their rendezvous? What's going on?
Prosper, we're working on it right now.
Higgins, you paid me to protect us, and obviously what I'm encouraging us to do is not protecting us, but... Running a diagnostic on the situation as well, I can tell you that we give these people their codes, we have that blood on our hands, and then we upset the population of one of the most technologically advanced races and people in the entire known universe. We don't give them the codes. The Syndicate will come after us and hunt us down until we die.
We don't give them the codes, and you never fight Titan.
Well.
Because you die, most likely.
Either scenario. I think the best situation is that we cut the head off the beast now.
Well, that's
those
not
that
the
want
head.
These codes.
The other two are the heads. This is like a chain link to the head.
Before you go too far, you misunderstood. I'm not talking about the young woman in the other room who told about the scissoring story with you. I'm talking about...
Well, good. I like that story.
The shielded devils inside the building that are waiting and threatening us with the life of our friend to give them codes so they can hold it leverage over an entire planet of people that they can then peddle Blue Death to.
I'm just kind of like looking at the ground. So we can't fight an entire fucking army. We're four people or three and a half. Cause who knows what Prosper's doing?
I'll tell you what, give me that belt of grenades. I'll go in and have a talk with them.
I'm like looking at him like, but are you just going to sacrifice yourself? And then we can, what's the plan?
Well,
I'm not
going to
let you go
like
in
I
there
said,
without a plan.
Unless anyone else has another idea. We give them the code. Again, I'm rehashing here. Which is not acceptable. They give Blue Death to another planet, and if they don't, they blow up things. Cities, people, thousands. We don't give them the code. They will hound us and potentially pick us apart. We will lose Wu today, potentially more. Prosper's already out there doing God knows what. The scenario is pretty clear-cut to me, but I could not willingly, like you say, march you in against an army. I think we go in under the guise of giving them the code, we execute the leadership, we escape with our lives, and then we hope for a better tomorrow. Oh, and I blow up the factory.
So, I'm going in with you now, the story where it's changed, it's not just you?
No. That's the scenario. You said, what is the plan? I'm including you in the idea of the plan, but the option
is... No, I don't feel like dying today. I don't have a suit of power armor like you. I hope you understand that. Or one of these thunder guns, which is quite nice. I've been oogling it from afar.
Literally breaks them apart.
I know. You told me. I've heard.
Then how about you have the ship ready for me to leave? I deliver them the codes. and I try to escape. But the leadership must die. If they're allowed to live, you will die. So will Piani. So will Pi. So will the ship. If we don't die, it's because we gave them the codes, and then tens of thousands of other people will die. So again, we're backed in a corner. If anyone has any other idea, that's fine, but the only two scenarios are we die or tens of thousands of people die. Or we don't die, which is, I guess, the third one, and that's because I killed them.
I just look over at Piano. You want to weigh in on this?
Prosper's in position. He's there.
Wait, where is there? He wants to help us.
He's at the...
Where we were?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can help us. He's an asset, a resource. He wants to help get Wu out as well. He doesn't want us to give the codes. For good reason. I think we all see that now. But look, Pi has the codes. We can solve this easily, but I don't want to.
I just kind of like look at both of you maybe once or twice. I'm like, well, I guess Mr. S is good as have to go cook. I just kind of like walk back and go.
I hold out my hand before you do, though, and I say, may I have the grenades, please?
Oh, yes, by all means. And I take the bandolier off, hand it to you.
Okay.
Walk back into the room to Reggie on him. All right, we got the codes. Let's set up a meet.
I say, oh, no, I can just walk them back to where they were with her. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, you ready to leave then? To Reggie.
You're asking Rajani? Yeah. She's like, yes, of course.
Okay. Well, Mr. S is going to walk you back. We're staying here.
Okay.
And, all right. So I like go up to like give her a hug, and it's just it's one of those awkwardly long ones.
Yeah. Like I'm never going to see you again.
Yeah.
I mean. Okay. So, like, we really aren't going?
I'm not going. I'm staying with the ship.
So, Mr. S begins to walk with Rajani to the Jeep that we then drive to the facility, I would imagine, right?
Okay, so are you, Piani, are you staying on the ship with Higgs?
I think that, like, there literally is this sort of, like, what the fuck, Higgs? Like, what the fuck? What? And then, probably after Mr. Carrion leaves... I finally go after them, right? But with enough time that I'm just, like, I'm 10, 15 minutes behind them or whatever.
Okay, yeah, so you wait till they leave, and then you just, like...
I finally, like, come to grips,
motorbike or something and head out after them.
So,
don't we still have that fucking awesome grab sled on our fucking...
We have the Jeep. You have the Jeep. Or not the Jeep, the truck. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have the truck from when you were on the Blue People Planet. But you don't have any other vehicles on the ship.
So, as like the scene is like we're lowering the lower thing for the Jeep, yeah. And you know I open the door for Johnny or whatever. I'm walking around to the side, and again inside my visor, I hit up Higgs and I say, Higgs, you stay fucking sober and you get the swan song to that door.
I okay, all right. And at that point, I'm like, the bottle is like pouring. All right, okay, Mr. Sigourney.
What's that sound, Higgs? Nothing, just pour himself a bath.
Yeah. Cool.
Then I send out a comm to Prosper.
Okay. So Prosper, you're back in your like sniper nest, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sort of overlooking. Like maybe I'm not literally in the same exact spot, but like in the building across, looking out through windows, trying to see what I can see from there.
Yeah,
I was really just kind of waiting for Piani to say, "Yeah, we've set up a meeting with you and these people." So, like, it surprises me that Sicarian comes on the line.
Well, no. Are you reaching out, Sicarian?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sicarian is calling Prosper. Okay.
I say, Mr. Trudeau, I am en route back to the facility. It is clear that they are not to get the codes. It is also clear that they are not to live. This probably means Wu will die as well. I know that he was close to you, and for that I am sorry. The scenario is that either 10,000 Cabralians die or we die. I'm thinking there's a third option, and that's that they die. And I'm hoping you will see that as the light as well.
Is the guard still outside, Adam?
Yeah, there is a guard. He might not be the same guy, but yeah.
But I say, I have a plan. Allow me to enter the facility. If you are in the area, assistance would be much appreciated, but allow me to enter and give me some time. You'll know when I want the help.
Leroy Trudeau!
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, there's just like a short silence, like you're not even sure if I heard it. And then I just flip on the comms and I say, affirmative.
Okay. I nod. I get in the car. I get in the Jeep with Rajani and go, but I say then, well, it's going to be a short trip, but man, how about that thunder gun, huh?
So yeah, she looks at the gun and she looks at the bandolier of grenades and stuff.
No, no, that's like, under my cloak.
It's okay, not, all right, so she looks at the gun.
Come on, man, you. Come on. Sakarin's just got the belt of grenades on his chest, like, I mean, let's go see your parents.
I mean, I think she knows what's, like, going on.
She can tell we're not really ready to play ball.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, she's like, you are not going to give them the codes, are you?
She says that?
Yeah.
I say, my cold black visor just kind of looks at her and says, absolutely, I'm going to give them that.
She just shakes her head. She's like, let me see your fucking face.
I pop up the visor.
So she looks at you and she's like, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to do it all the way. And you have to know someone's going to replace them. And if someone were to replace them, it might be nice if you had them on your side.
I have no intention of harming you. You have been, as far as I can tell, a decent human being, other than you work for an organization that peddles death. But I've forgiven...
She kind of like... You say that peddles death, and she kind of chuckles, and she's like, we're all blind to our own flaws, Mr. Sakarian.
Well, I turn on the Jeep, pop up my visor, and go, if my reputation is such that people believe I've killed anywhere near as many people as Blue Death, then I would allow them that fantasy. I would argue that the people that I have killed are mostly people that would also kill and destroy others, not people that are looking for a fix in their life and have families and sons that might grow up to become misters. Thank you, though.
So she just nods and she just says, well, if you help me make it out of whatever's going to happen alive and there's a power vacuum, I'll try to fill it and we'll see. We'll have this conversation again.
Agreed. I say, stay by me and you will live.
She nods and she like takes her gun out and like cracks it, spins the chamber and like snaps it back in. She nods. She's like, all right. So you see, I guess the first, we get back to Prosper and you see the wheeled truck like approaching down the street.
How long does that take for them to get over there?
Like it's like a 15-minute drive.
Okay. Maybe like after all they after they all leave and
yeah, you're alone on the ship now. Piani was just like kind of pacing around waiting and then was like, fuck this, and then left.
Yeah, and after Sakarian told me like not to drink, I'm just like sitting in the captain's chair just like twiddling my thumbs. And then I'm just like, Pi, you there?
So, yeah, Pi says, yes, I'm here.
Hey, look, but I realize that we might not be the best of friends. Maybe my side more than your side, but your buddy Prosper might be dead here, and Piani might die as well. We need to fly over there. I need you to fly the ship. I'll work the guns.
All right, I can do that.
Okay, it's going to take about 15 minutes. I think all hell will start in about 20. If we can be there in about 20, that'd be good. You're going to have to hover, maybe get me better shots. I'll try to communicate with you the best I can, but it's going to be up to you to pilot this thing.
I'm ready.
Okay, great. If this works out, maybe I won't shit on you so much. I just like grip. I start walking towards the guns.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So yeah, Pi gets the ship ready to fly, and you you get yourself strapped into your emplacement, Yeah. So meanwhile, you two, Rajani and Sakarian, you pull up towards the warehouse. Now they don't know you're coming. So how's that going to go?
I guess like the guard would ask us like, "What are you doing?" Right.
Okay, so you want to like get out and walk over?
Yeah, I walk up to him.
Okay. All right. So he sees you coming, and you're watching this all overhead, and so he brings his gun up when he sees you, and Rajani puts her hands up, and in Urdu says something that calms him down. He puts it down, and
on the comms, I have a shot.
I say, "Give it time, Mr. Prosper. Please, I will need your help for the exit, but the entry is to be gentle."
I'm waiting on you.
Okay. So, have you prepped Rajani at all? Have you been like, "This is what the story is," or?
I think there's a pretty cool like understanding of, you know, she said she made it very clear she would like to fill that vacuum should there be a vacancy of leadership, you know. And Sakarian looked her in the eye with his visor up and said, like, you know, "I appreciate the offer." Like, I think the understanding is that he is going in with ill intent, but he also said, "Stay by me and you'll make it out alive."
Okay. And was the plan to like actually go in or like try to get them to come outside?
I love you, Adam, so I'm going to tell you my plan. If you do, if you metagame this, I will find you.
I want to know, okay, how much of your plan did you tell? Because Rajani is the one that's talking to the security guard. Does she know, like, because is she going to say, "Hey, go and get them and tell them to come
out"? No, okay.
Here,
I got you. No, that's all I need to know. He said it's he would like to, he wants to go back to the room where they were in. He will walk it in, the codes, you know. He will come to them.
Okay. All right, so she just says something to him, and he like moves out of the way, and she walks in. You both walk into the office. There's a couple other armed guys there, and then she just says like, "Wait here," and they, you know, they get on the she gets on the comms with her friends downstairs. They have like a hard line,
yeah,
and then she hangs up. And she says, they're on the way up."
"Oh, they're going to come up here?"
She nods.
"Okay."
And
then, just between us girls, then, Adam. So to give you an idea, I'm like, you know, 5 feet inside the door then, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the entire scenario, like, around me, please.
Sure. So you're in the office. The office is like a half story up above the floor of the warehouse. Floor of the warehouse is the same as it was before, just people processing the blue fever. Up on top, there's a desk that's unused. There's a couple of guards like leaned up against it with their guns. There's the guy outside, so there's three here. There's Rajani, and they're going to come up from downstairs and ostensibly like come across the floor. Rajani tells you like she's putting on a like a rebreather or whatever, and she's like, "They want to meet us on the floor."
Of the blue fever floor?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when I'm on that floor, where would they come up from?
The far diagonal corner, come up from the floor.
Like a staircase or something like that?
Yeah, they would climb a ladder and then come up.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, as they're doing that then, I have my cloak over my, you know, over my body and stuff like that. I have the thunder gun slung under my right arm. And then with my left hand, then I'm taking the bangalier of grenades or whatever, and I'm dead man switching like one of them, I believe, which is like a 5 second timer or whatever, or not timer if you will, but like once I let go of it, it's primed for 5 seconds. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. So you pull the pin.
Yeah.
And then are holding the. Okay.
You pull the pin, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
So here's what happens. So you're standing, you and Rajani are standing in the middle of the, kind of in the middle of the floor, amidst this like bustle and the like, there's a faint blue like haze of the powder kind of in the air. You know, she's standing next to you. She's got a rebreather on. There's the guy next to him, next to you with the gun. He's got one on too. And up from the ladder, you see someone getting like pushed from behind. They've got a, like a bag over their head with like blood seeping through it. You recognize once they climb up that it's Connor. And he kind of like limps forward. He's got his hands tied behind his back. And then there's a guard who comes out with a gun and, like, pushes him forward, too. Behind them comes Mustafa Lee. He's got the mask on. And Calliopea behind him, and then a couple more guards. And they start walking across the room towards you.
Okay. When they get about, like, 10 feet away from me, this entourage, I'm, like, assuming they walk that close.
Yeah, they're on their way towards you.
I say, that's enough. Let's, so here's the situation. I have the codes for you. I, of course, did not walk them into here. I'm not an idiot. They are in the Jeep. We will send Rajani, the hostage, and your person to go get the codes. She will go with Connor. I will remain here as collateral. When they return with the codes, we will make the exchange, and then we'll go off on our peaceful ways.
Make a persuade check.
You're going to make the dice, son of a bitch.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Sicarian.
Can I get a plus one because I'm clever and funny?
That's why you're allowed to roll.
Damn it. Come on, dice, you silly breasted son of a...
You messed it up.
You got to do that slash, Jeff.
It's two oh, hits. What?
You're like waiting for it. I'm like...
I was waiting. Oh, it's a period. Okay, hang on, guys. I don't usually type on laptops. 2d6. God damn it.
Oh my god. Holy shit, Jeff.
All right, so what you wanted was Rajani and Wu to leave together.
Yeah.
And for you to be here. Okay. So I think that Mustafa says, no, I think Rajani can go and get them and bring them back for us.
I nod my head and say, I understand.
We'll keep the both of you here. And Rajani flashes you a look like, really? Because if I leave, like, I'm just going to run.
Oh, yeah. He looks at her.
The look is like, are you sure about this?
It's like a black visor, but she's got a slight nod.
Okay. Just a little. Okay. So she kind of like does...
So we're going into slow time now. Like, we're going into Daredevil epic moment time right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I can hear her steps going
behind
away.
The door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. So she walks away.
You're my mother!
She walks away slowly up the stairs. We follow her. We don't stay with you. So we follow her up the stairs, and she walks over to the door. She opens it. And she turns and looks like back over her shoulder at you, like through across the floor. And we kind of zoom down to you. And what does she see before she like closes the door and runs for it?
She sees Sicarian's back with the cloak over him, and he's looking at the entourage.
Yeah.
And he looks at the group, and he just says, you know, he says it's a shame when innocents and good people have to die for a better cause. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
So as you're saying that, like, the guards are kind of like, hold on, this is a, like, you're about to do something bad sort of a thing. And she, like, they start to get their, like, guns out.
They get that far, and then
they start to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He says they start, like, movement starts to happen.
Yeah.
And just the only words that are said over the audience is he says, I'm sorry, Wu. And he fucking throws the bangalier right into the middle of them.
Okay. All right. So in slow motion, the last thing that we see is like probably a combo shot of like Rajani. So we see from your perspective, Prosper, the door slams open. The guy that was guarding it's like pushed aside, and we just see Rajani fucking running at full speed, like away.
Yeah.
And so you're like tracking her as she like runs away, and then we cut back to you being like, I'm sorry, Wu, and like throw the grenades in slow motion as they like bounce off the concrete, and the pin on that last grenade goes boom, and, like flies out. And then
I measured it all out tactically. I'm not saying I'm not in any danger. That's up to you to decide.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I stopped them 10 feet away. I knew what I was doing. I'm going to ignore the two guys next to me. They can do whatever the fuck they want. And I had it primed for 5 seconds, which gives me 5 seconds to turn around and book it. And presumably, if there's any kind of pillared concrete or cover or something like that, the idea is I would
run for cover.
Put that behind me type of thing.
Sure. Okay. All right, so maybe that's the last of what we see, right? Is that you... throwing the grenades and like turning to run. Cool. I think that's probably.
That's where you want to end up.
Good. Yeah, that's it. Let's end her there.
Okay.
Cool.
No, I will only ask because chat will hate me if I don't. Yeah. This will take an entire episode, most likely, right? Like, that's why...
The fight and the fallout? Yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely a lot longer than, like, we could do in an hour, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, okay.
Better to start with it than to try to jam it into what time
Yeah, no,
like.
We would... Yeah, it would,
totally.
Yeah, it's just not the week. We just can't do it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's do some shout-outs. Wheat, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll start off. Thanks again, guys. I love playing with you. I'm sorry if I seemed a little out of it today. I don't know. I need to sleep for like 1,000 hours or something. But Friday, Twitch Weekly, Saturday, I'm leaving for E3. I hope you'll join me next week sometime. I'll be broadcasting for just about 5 days over on /Twitch. So stop by and say hello and watch some E3.
There you go. Steven, do some shout outs.
Thanks guys for watching. Just in case you were wondering, this is awesome and it's super fun. Awesome. Like, you know, you can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube at Silent Osiris. The O is a zero. You know, I don't have a regular schedule, but you can also find a lot of my stuff right here on twitch.tv/itmejp. The end.
The end.
Adam, some shout outs.
So I love watching the amount of information that people get watching the show versus the amount of information we have as players is always really fun, because we, between when we do breaks, we talk about like, okay, is everybody okay with what we're doing? Like, are we all cool with this stuff? But it allows us to just pretend like we didn't have that conversation. So people are like, wait, why do you hate each other? What's happening? Are Jeff and Steven never going to be friends again? It's so fun. I love it. I love being able to do that. So thanks for bearing with us on that one, Chad.
I don't hear those. The emotion. That's only the four of them. I don't hear any of that.
Yeah.
So if you can't stand to be away from your precious Swan Song content for the full 2 weeks it's going to take for us to come back.
Why is it 2 weeks, though, by the way?
E3 is next week, so we can't have a show in.
Now until next week.
Oh, we mean we can't do next week and then the
next
there's
week.
Yeah,
there's...
Yeah.
I thought we were canceling two episodes, and I was like,
no.
Why?
Yeah.
No. We, like, I don't... Well,
this
we'll
close
talk
to the
that,
Thunder
but...
Gun.
But I am... I'll do a Swan Song GM turn, because I'm due one this weekend after... a certain band of adventurers goes marching in a particular direction.
Yeah, no, that we can talk about that.
Okay, so
I don't know if you're like
West
hiding
Marches.
That, or you're just trying to be secret or what.
I'm just being a dick. We'll do it after West Marches this weekend. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Skinny Ghost, and if you want to follow me on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm not going to E3, so I'm just going to keep doing the thing I'm doing. So give me a follow over there.
There you go. Jeff, some shout outs, close us out.
You said you're doing the Q&A, right, Adam?
Yes. Yeah, I will do a Q&A on Reddit. I'm going to start up right now. Thanks for
Just thank you everyone for tuning in. This is like, it's been a few weeks in a row of super high emotion on Swan Song, which is actually in my opinion, like, the pinnacle of role playing. If we're all invested in our characters, but if you can actually generate real dim feels, and we're just playing silly make-believe people with our words, I think that's like the most incredible and cool thing. And I really like that. And I saw the chat getting way into it too. And I thank you guys for that as well. Cause again, this is really fun, but with an audience, it's like special. It's like kind of, I get to be kind of a TV character kind of, and like, that's really cool. So thank you all. And I guess the note I would say to that is just like, just keep in mind as always, like we're playing characters, so sometimes there are like strife between us, and then that's really, really fun for us until even just a few people are like, God, what a prick that so and so is and stuff like that. That's always going to happen. I know that. But this is my heartfelt speech out to the people again. I'm never going to give up on you. I'm never going to let you down. So on and so forth there, Darude Sandstorm. But like, just keep in mind, we don't hate each other, and we're just playing characters, and we're trying to have fun with that. So, I'm just putting it out there. And if you've watched these shows, you know I've been saying that for years. And I probably should never say it, but I do. So that's that. And then I'm going to be dying. Fucking E3 getting in the way of our swan song. Those idiots. That was meant to be a joke, guys. Sorry. Huh. A bad one, apparently. Just follow us on Twitter, and thank you very much. And see you in 2 weeks.
To speak to what Jeff said about emotionally investing, I'm glad that you spoke up and saved Woo. Because I really didn't want him to die, but I did what Higgs would do in that situation and just didn't give a fuck.
So. Well, I tried to save him, but then it rolled poorly, so now he's probably going to get incinerated.
He's probably dead from the grenades, but, you know, that's not on my conscience, so I don't feel too bad about it.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. All right. I think Adam, Steven, Strippin, Shannon, and Zeke, we'll see you guys on Saturday for West Marches.
Yeah.
That'll be the final roleplay episode before E3, which is going to start on Sunday, but we'll talk about that when we go to break. And Solemn is canceled tomorrow, but I think we're going to try to do something. Jen is super sick, but I think me, Ryan, Neil, and Jeff are going to try to do something. We'll see. I don't know what that something is, but we'll try to figure it out. So I'll let you guys know when the next episode is. It should be on the 24th, from what I'm seeing. But we'll talk to everyone after the cast and let you guys know. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you next time on Roleplay Swan Song. We're out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye.